94.7 KTTS, laughing about the bizarre stuff. And you probably heard stories about people that remodel really old houses and they find stuff inside the walls.
Happens all the time.
All the time. But it makes you wonder, why would you put that in there? And I remember one that somebody remodeled a really old house and they found an old pipe that was in a case, like a tobacco smoking pipe. And
it was
in this fancy thing from somewhere in Europe. And somehow it was in the wall.
And you wonder if they put that there on purpose or...
Yeah, you'd have to, you know, for some... You're hiding it or I don't know.
But then my friend's remodeling a house and she in the wall found a whole pile of razor blades, old razor blades, because we have disposable ones now. But back then they wanted to help the sanitation workers not get cut.
Exactly.
So they literally cut a slit in the medicine cabinet and it would go behind
into the wall.
And you said they had fancy plates that said razor blades.
I saw these. And once you cut the slit, you'd put this little metal plate on there, and it said razor blades. And it had a little slot where you'd drop it.
But for somebody to come in and start remodeling, they're like, what are all these razor blades?
Why are there 500 razor blades in here?
Drug addict from old-timey days back here?
Weird, man. Cuckoo.
Good morning, KTTS.
My sister found five $20 pieces under the edge of the carpet in her house.
$20 gold pieces?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, well, they're worth a whole lot more than 20 bucks now.
Oh, yeah. But like you said, there ain't no telling what you'll find in these old houses.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Gold pieces.
Well, I already looked.
What, and?
Most $20 gold pieces were like an ounce of gold. So those things are like over two grand a piece.
A piece?
So she found like 10 grand. Keep ripping up carpet. There might be more.
You're tearing that house down.
Oh, my God. Yeah.